This is VOA News. Iran has blamed Israel for attacking its underground Natanz nuclear facility that damaged its centrifuges. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack. However, Israeli media widely reported that the country had orchestrated a devastating cyber attack that caused a blackout at the nuclear facility. While the nature of the attack and the extent of the damage at Natanz remains unclear, a former Iranian official said the attack set off a fire while a spokesman mentioned a possible minor explosion. The attack also further strains relations between the U.S. President Joe Biden is now negotiating in Vienna to re-enter the nuclear accord, and Israel, whose Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to stop the deal at all costs. Netanyahu met Monday with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Austin's arrival in Israel coincided with the first word of the attack. He spoke at an earlier news conference.
In terms of, our efforts to engage Iran in diplomacy on the JCPOA, those efforts will continue, and I'm very obviously supportive of the president's efforts to negotiate a way ahead there.
The previous American administration under Donald Trump had pulled out of the nuclear deal with world powers. China said it is considering using coronavirus vaccines developed in other countries in conjunction with vaccines developed in China to boost the efficacy of its own vaccines. Gao Fu, the head of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, told this to attendees at a conference in the southwest city of Chengdu on Saturday. This is VOA News. Ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi faced a fresh charge when she appeared by video link before a judge in the capital Naypyidaw Tor on Monday. Lawyers say the former state counselor was accused of breaching a law intended to control the spread of the virus. It's the second time such a charge was brought against her. She's already facing charges of illegal possession of walkie-talkies and of corruption. A court in Yangon has also accused her of breaking the country's Official Secrets Act. Former President Win Myint and the former chairman of the Naypyidaw Tor Council, Dr. Myo Aung, also faced charges and appeared on the video link with her. Her supporters say the prosecutions are politically motivated, a tactic to try to legitimize the military's coup on February 1st. The generals overthrew Suu Kyi's government less than 3 months after she had won a landslide victory in a general election. The White House is laying out the dire shape of the nation's roads and bridges as President Biden ramps up his push for a $2.3 billion infrastructure package. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Biden administration's released a state-by-state infrastructure breakdown. The figures obtained by the AP show the results of repairs being delayed and deferred for years, suggesting, among other things, too much infrastructure is unsafe for vehicles at any speed. While Republicans have already rejected the president's proposal, the administration's banking on the report's validating the everyday experiences of Americans in hopes public support will overcome GOP misgivings. The president can use the summaries at an Oval Office meeting today with bipartisan lawmakers to show his plan will help their constituents. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The tiny Himalayan kingdom of Bhutan's COVID-19 vaccination drive is nearly done, just 16 days after it started. Bhutan has vaccinated nearly 93% of its adults. Its small population helped Bhutan move fast, but dedicated volunteers and the use of cold chain storage from earlier vaccination drives are credited as well. Bhutan distributed the shots to coincide with auspicious dates in Buddhist astrology. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says Sunday's historic victory by Hideki Matsuyama at the Masters Golf Tournament is wonderful. The 29-year-old became the first Asian-born golfer and first from Japan to win the legendary tournament at Augusta National Golf Club in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News. We'll be right back.